This is Purple Radio on demand.
Hello and welcome to the Passion Fruit podcast, the place where I, Lydia Bennett, talk to my fellow Durham students about their niche and not so niche passions. We're also going to be discussing the fruit that comes from these interests. How do these passions affect their lives? What do they gain from enjoying these weird and wonderful interests? So stay with me to discover what makes Durham students tick, what wakes them up in the morning, and what drives them. We'll be finding out in this podcast. Today, I'm joined by Poppy Wurlidge. Just a pre-warning as well for this episode, the audio quality of my conversation with Poppy is sometimes a little bit on the scratchy side, but I hope that won't take away from the chat itself. Welcome to the Passion Fruit Podcast, Poppy. Thank you for joining me for this episode. Let's jump straight into the most important question of the episode. What is your passion?
Thank you so much for having me, Liz. It's really fun to be here. My passion is music and poetry, but I think today we'll focus mainly on poetry. Yeah, it's something that really moves me and drives me, so it's something I wanted to share. And I hope it can be of some sort of encouragement and inspiration to the listeners.
Mm-hmm. Before we start talking about poetry, I want you to tell our listeners about yourself a little bit. So can you give us your Durham stats to start off?
Yes, of course. I am in Gray College studying classics with Year Abroad. I moved to Pisa in Italy last year for the Year Abroad, which was wonderful. Yeah, I'm in my final year now.
A summative season hitting hard.
It really is. Yeah.
The dissertation coming along okay?
Yeah, I've got to keep it moving. I'm writing my dissertation on something I'm really interested in, which makes a big difference. I'm writing it on the beauty of Helen in Greek tragedy. That's wonderful. Quite philosophical. Nice to read poetry and drama, because those are things that I really enjoy.
Mm. Now, I actually know that you're someone with many passions, mainly because I live with you. Why did you choose this specific passion to share today?
Well, I would say I've been thinking a lot in the past few years about what is important to me. And when you strip everything back, what brings you joy, and how do you recharge? And I think being someone who's more extroverted and less introverted, I still need to be really intentional with my recharge time, because you can't just put it to the side. And something that really fills me up is absolutely playing my guitar or writing music, or writing poetry, and basically just putting into words or melody how I'm feeling or how I'd like to feel. And I think it's really helpful, kind of like keeping a diary. And I know a lot of my friends find journaling really helpful and impactful, and it's definitely a big trend at the moment to do journaling in the morning or in the evening. But I definitely find my creative outlet of that same, you know, life-giving nature. Yeah, it's really fulfilling, so I wanted to share it.
And when did you first start writing poetry, and when did you know that poetry or writing was something that you enjoyed doing?
I was trying to pinpoint this the other day, and I actually remembered that when I was 10, my mum gave me a little notebook, and I used to be obsessed with Kitson and anything floral. I used to love it, and I still love floral things. But not everything I own is patterned anymore, because it actually got a bit overwhelming.
I can relate to that. I think any girl who grew up in like the noughties was a fan of Kath Kidston at some point.
Yeah. Like a bag or something. And in the moment, I was loving it.
Yeah.
And I don't regret it one bit. Yeah. But in this notebook, just my 10-year-old self thought, okay, what am I going to fill it with? And I never really had a notebook that I'd probably written in. I would sort of have pages here and there that I'd use and then throw away, or I'd write one page and then discard a notebook. And I was like, no, this one's gonna be different. And what I decided to do was fill every single page with a poem all the way from the start of the alphabet to the end. And I think it was something that it was really fun and really silly, just about animals. Like, it would be pirate's parrot. And then I'd do like four stanzas in an ABAB structure, like very simple rhyme and rhythm, and just really had a lot of fun. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And does poetry and also songwriting, because I know you do a lot of songwriting as well, does that come naturally to you?
I would say yes.
Mm-hmm.
it doesn't mean that it's something easy or something that necessarily flows out of me quickly, but it's definitely something that doesn't feel like an infuriating challenge, but instead an encouraging challenge. If I can't think of something, then I'll sort of try and focus on it more and more and be like, okay, how can I put this into words? And then I'll get there and then it will feel really full and rewarding, rather than being like, oh, I can't think of this, like, I can't get this right. Like, it was always something that, even if it was coming to me quickly, the words I was trying to put down onto the page, or if it was coming to me slowly, I still found a lot of joy in it.
Mm-hmm. What does your poetry writing, songwriting process look like? Is there a process?
It's a really good question, because I think that has changed quite a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I used to sit down very rarely and just write 10 poems at a time, and then not over my notebook for like months. And then sometimes I write all the time. It kind of depends on how inspired I am, I'd say. Like, I usually write a lot if I am on holiday and I'm being really intentional with my rest time, my reflection time, because I can just gather my thoughts more calmly. And in a more like orderly way.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas a lot of the time, if I'm really busy at uni, it's harder to take a moment to reflect.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's quite chaotic. I don't know if I quite have a obvious
process.
Process. Yeah.
As we talked about, you do some songwriting, you know, before you have like a fully finished song. Is it something that you can do within like a couple of minutes, or is there time that you spend meditating on what you're going to say, or what does that look like?
A lot of the time I write lyrics down and then I put them into a song.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I would say usually from start to finish, I'd probably write a song in about 15 minutes, which sounds crazy and quite fast, but
it's just like Adele, you know?
Yeah, that'd be wonderful.
But isn't she famous for like writing, I don't know, or Sia, you know, they write songs
in
10 minutes or something like that, which is crazy.
But I think it's one of those things where actually it'll be an idea that you've been mulling over and processing in your mind for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But this is just a moment that you can pinpoint what that looks like on a page, or what that looks like with a guitar or whatever instrument you're using. So I think, although it's 10 minutes in that moment of writing it down, it's actually years of just thinking and processing and understanding how the world works and how you respond to it, which is something that sometimes is subconscious, and then suddenly it moves to a state of consciousness when you go into songwriting mode.
Mm.
But both are very powerful tools in songwriting.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a style in your poetry and songwriting? And what do you tend to write about?
In terms of style, in poetry I've been doing a lot more short reflective poems in the last few years, whereas before I'd do longer, more detailed ones. But I actually think short, quick ones that are general yet specific are quite engaging to read. Yeah, I think it's quite hard to strike a balance as well between it being personal and it being universal, because I think what I've found is my style, I used to be really general, because I was just like 15-year-old me was, oh, I want to do a poem. I want to write a poem that is really general and broad so that everyone will understand and relate to it. And I thought that's what it was. And then as the years went on, I was like, well, I don't connect to any of this. Like, these are just themes that I know are popular. So then I started writing more personal words. And actually, I think they reach people so much more, because if you're portraying like a really raw emotion, like the human condition and emotion is universal. And even though this might be a specific experience to you, I think it's even more powerful to read, because if someone connects to that feeling that specific situation put on your heart, then how beautiful is that to share that? You feel like you've shared an experience as the reader with the writer. I'm actually reading The Poetry Pharmacy at the moment, which is really interesting, because he's talking about poetry as a healing tool, and how connecting to poetry is like medicine of sorts. I find that really interesting.
That kind of leads me on to my next question, which is, what has songwriting given you? What has it added to your life? What is the fruit of your passion?
Ah, the fruit of my passion.
Mm.
Well, brilliant question. I'm very on point. I would have to say Firstly, self-awareness. So much self-awareness. Sometimes I write poems that I think are just reflective of other people or just of general observations that I have. And then a few months later, I'll read it back and I'll go, oh, I actually, that came from this specific place and I had no idea at the time. And it's so interesting rediscovering old poems and understanding how even my like subconscious was way more aware than I had any idea about. So self-awareness for sure. Also definitely just a healing process. Everyone has lots of ups and downs. That's just what life comes with. And I feel like if I have a joy that I want to document, then I do that. And if I have a struggle that I'd want to document, then I also do that. And it's really helpful to navigate those ups and downs. And also I can write about how I want to feel. And yeah, it's all, you can almost treat a poem like a prayer in a way. Like you can read it five different ways and it can, you know, be helpful with the different words that you focus on. But yeah, so I think self-awareness and healing and navigation.
Mm-hmm. And if someone is listening and thinking, I'd love to give poetry or songwriting or just writing in general a try, if they want to give it a go, how should they start?
Poetry, you know what? If you have thoughts, you can write them down. There's no wrong way to write poetry. It's a creative medium to channel your thoughts. And I think all you have to do is start by maybe writing a few paragraphs about how you're feeling and then see if you can pinpoint some specific words or if any of those like ideas jump out at you from that little section that you write. Maybe put those into some shorter lines and make them rhyme even if you like, but that's also not a rule.
I was going to say, rhyme. Maybe in my uneducated mind, like I think of poetry and I think of rhyme, but that's not the case at all, is it? Poetry is way more than rhyming couplets or, you know, whatever.
Exactly. Like you don't have to be writing a 14-line sonnet with a rhyming couplet at the end or iambic pentameter or any of those things. Mm-hmm. And those styles and skills have a lot of beauty to them, but they're not necessary or needed within the definition of rich, powerful poetry. And it's just a route that you can take. So I think just try out lots of different things. You can try haikus. You can try lots of different rhythms and rhyme schemes. Or you can also have a lot of fun with word placement. There's a lot of poems where they reflect what they're saying by literally putting indents in lines. Like it's very creative as well. Visually on the page, so that's another thing to have fun with.
Mm-hmm.
But I think just have a bit of fun and see where it goes.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any poetry or poet role models, people that you look up to in the world of poetry and also songwriting as well?
A few years ago, a lovely woman called Teresa Lola came into school, and we were really lucky to have her come and do a poetry reading. She was actually the poet laureate in London at the time, and she wrote in the front of my book and said, keep writing. Mm-hmm. And I look at that sometimes as inspiration because I just think her poetry is wonderful. And she's also, you know, a young woman trying to navigate that whole world. And I think it's really important to not have those new voices be brushed under the carpet for, you know, in the place of Shakespeare and all of those mm-hmm. old classics, which are also wonderful to read.
Mm-hmm.
But it's important to look at poets old and new. And she's got a book that I really recommend called Equilibrium, where she's talking all about how she navigated the loss of her grandfather who struggled with dementia. So it's about loss, grief, hope, just processing struggle. And it's really beautiful and quite raw. And I think she's wonderful. So I think she's one of my favourites. Mm-hmm. I also love Caroline Duffy's Rapture. It's one of my favourite poetry collections. And I also love And Still I Rise. That's, oh. Any songwriting heroes? You know what? Adele's brilliant, isn't she?
Mm.
We like to sing a lot of Adele in this house as well, don't we?
We do, absolutely.
We part harmony, if you ever want to hear.
Yeah, all in. Gotta do it. Also, love Carole King. Yeah. I think she's wonderful. There's actually a musical about her in London that if anyone wants to go to, do it. Yeah. Treat yourself. It's called Beautiful. And it's all about the process of songwriting and how she used to write for other people. And then she decided to explore writing and performing as well. And she is just so beautiful in her lyrics and in her melodies. And she's a very powerful voice. And she actually went on tour with James Taylor. And I am a massive fan of James Taylor. I love 70s folk and a good old guitar solo. So
I can vouch for the Beautiful musical. It is very good. I have seen it. Now, I know you have a poetry presence on social media.
I do.
Can you tell us more about that? How can we find you on socials?
Oh, well, you can give me a follow on at Poetry by Poppy. A thought less is more. Keep it simple. Yeah, I post a lot of thoughts and ideas. Some of my poems have backing tracks with music. Some of them are just written in the comments with a visual, a picture that I've taken at some point, which I think matches the theme. And also made a TikTok that's linked in the bio with some more material. And yeah, it's a lot of fun. Give it a follow.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Passion Fruit Podcast. I hope you enjoyed my conversation with my housemate Poppy, all about her passion for poetry and songwriting. Come back to hear another Durham student share their passion with us very soon.
Purple Radio Podcasts.
Thanks for downloading this Purple Radio podcast. For more great content and to listen live, head to purpleradio.co.uk.